Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Well, it is the open line, but we're going to do it a little bit different. So you can still ask me any questions. Any questions, I will try and answer. Please don't ask me Sizwe-esque kind of questions.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
these questions that are at the back of the newspaper. You know, just like, and Sizwe reads that stuff. So, please. So, I just want to ask, guys, I remember I was going to varsity. And I was leaving. And when I went to varsity, it wasn't a common thing for you to just go to varsity. You know, it was in Vela Kancane. And I remember this lady that lived about three houses adjacent to my house. She came out in the morning. I was going to go take the bus. As I was about to leave, I saw her. It was one of those cold mornings in Durban. And she walked towards me. She had a 200 rand note. And she said, "Mfana, ufunde kahle. I'm proud of you."
That is so sweet.
And that was an act of kindness for somebody I regarded as a stranger. It's not it's not like society says it to me. And I never ever forgot that. And it actually motivated me even when I was studying with there are people back home that are actually
rooting
for me. And it motivated me. Funny enough, today's a birthday as well. It falls on Mandela Day. So, Kokulthuli, Kokukakito, happy birthday. And I make sure every year to send her a package with a cake and juice and stuff like that. I do it every year religiously because of that. Little act. You know,
so
it
sweet.
Went a long way. So for as we commemorate Mandela Day, I just want to ask you, what's that random act of kindness from a stranger that actually changed your life or you would never ever forget? Orabi.
For me, I was actually telling Kat on our way to studio that the biggest act of kindness I ever received was from a DM. So guys, please open those DMs now. I'm just saying. It was a time when Kaya was looking for a weekend sports anchor. And somebody DM'd me. He's like, "Hey, listen, Kaya's looking. I think you're it."
Oh, wow.
And I opened it. I saw it. And it was due that day. Like, my demo was due that day.
Do you remember who it was?
I don't. I do not. I don't have, you know, the DM anymore, whatever. But within 2 hours of getting that, I recorded that demo. And 4 years later, I'm still here at Kaya. So that forever changed my life.
Yeah.
So, you know, those DMs, just open. You never know. Maybe there's a 200 rand in there too.
Kat?
You know what? It was actually, so it's happened once where I was late at the airport. And like literally everyone in that aisle let me run through and go through customs and not miss my flight. And that was the first time I was like, "Oh my goodness, thank you." Because someone else was paying for that flight. And I was like, "I cannot miss this flight." So I just thought that was so, so sweet. And I mean, it was obviously unrehearsed. But it was a lot of people who just randomly let me go through. And I know it happens quite often now. But at that was my first time experiencing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
So when I got my car, right, in the process, you know how it is for artists. At the time, I wasn't in radio, right? So I was able to apply with the bank, but then the bank wanted a deposit, right?
Of course.
I was like, my parents are going to be like, "What are you going to pay?" I'm like, "Let me not go to those ones." You won't believe that time. I love you, my baby, my husband at home, but he doesn't know the story. But like, so my boyfriend's friend, they gave me the deposit for the car.
So no, like, bruh.
I'm telling you.
Ishika malake
I don't even remember.
Gosh, B.
Wow.
Marrying. I prayed for him.
That's good enough.
Thank you, Father God. And I mean, look, now I've got a car, it's paid off. Like, because of him. I wouldn't have one.
Without that.
You know, Uskumba is the reason why I'm on the station.
Oh, what? Kumbilicious.
So Skumba used to do the Fridays that Skumba thing on Fridays and whatever.
And then
Skumba was just like, guys, please bring in my player.
Yeah.
And Ukiz didn't know me at the time, and Kiz was the producer. Kiz was like, but my player. No, Kiz sort of knew me on training. And Kiz was like, but is it going to be funny and whatever? And Skumba was just like, guys, you do not know my play. Mm. I came through to the station. I did that segment. And then Ubrati was just like, I need him on my top 10 at 10. No. And that's why I'm here.
Sure.
Wow.
That's why I'm here.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love those stories.
Please do send us those voice notes as the open line to celebrate Mandela Day. Send us those voice notes and just tell us, you know, about that act of kindness that got you to where you are by a stranger or by someone in your life. Celebrating Mandela Day, sees the world on Kai 959, on the street, on in the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Best thing. Let me play.
What up?
With the holy lady, ne? What's up, Hosing? Good Friday. We are Merokong. And then, Okraya, this two Yako Kai FM, the wretchedness in the morning.
Yes.
You look forward to the day. Thank you, guys. Oh, I'm loving the morning vibes. They're so energetic. Love it. Keep it up. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day.
You too. Bye. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Morning, guys. Can somebody please explain to me why is it possible for the Department of Health of Gauteng to carry out 1,000 operations today just because it's Mandela Day? Why can they not do that on a daily basis? And then if they do that on a daily basis, we don't have a backlog of people waiting for life-saving operations for months on end. That is why Minangi support Yonke Lento Mandela Day.
Hey, my guy, can I tell you something? Mina, I've always said, Uti, as a country, we are capable of doing whatever we want. It's just, it's the will that is not there. It is the instruments that are not in place to allow it. It's like, I don't believe that South Africa is broke. No, we are not broke.
There's money here.
But Ian Chonchwa, so yeah, man, I do get your sentiment. I get you. It's like when somebody offers me a discount, 50%, I'm like,
Why?
So 7 years ago, a friend of mine sent me a WhatsApp text saying, hey friend, there's a new channel that's opening. They wanted me to come and work, but the salary is too low for me because I already have experience. It's not going to make sense. I'm already paying rent. I have other things that I'm taking care of. So the money is too low. But because you are still fresh from school and you need experience, go try it out. Here's an email address. Send your invoice, send your contacts, and then hopefully they'll give you a call. And 7 years later, I still have a job. I'll forever be grateful for that friend of mine. We haven't been talking for some time, but I just want her to know that I love her, and may God bless her with something bigger.
So we can actually deliver the flowers to the right place.
Open line today. Yo, guys, they'll complain. I'm a ticket. I'm 2020. As well, Trola. You know, there's somebody who called Good Drive 959. I complain about she paid a ticket. I'm 2020. I'm a ticket. Email I'm a ticket. 2020. The ones that I even paid a post office. So I'm so frustrated right now. I just want to get into the office and try to call someone in the department, because what is this?
And the other thing about that is the fact that everybody's going to be doing exactly what you want to be doing. So, Uzotola, and you are number 200 on the line. Please hold. Stina, keep those voice notes coming.
The act of kindness that I received from a stranger was when I was at a petrol station, and then I put I think about 500 rands petrol, and then when they swiped my card, it wasn't declining, but it wasn't saying anything. And then I'm like, okay, let me go inside and go withdraw, and it was just even the machines were rejecting my card. And then this guy was coming out of the bathrooms, because you know ATMs are near the bathrooms. He was coming out of the bathroom and he saw me stressed, like not knowing what to do, and he said, what's wrong? And I said, I just poured petrol and my card is not working. I don't know what I'm going to do. He looked at me and said, how much was the petrol? I said 500 rands, and he walked outside with me, swiped the 500 rands and left. Didn't even introduce himself. I stood there and I'm like, wow, this guy. And I thanked him and he drove off. Funny enough, when I got to my destination, I tried another ATM and money came out. But that guy was heaven sent for me. That was an act of kindness for me from a stranger, and I really appreciated it.
Oh, man. Wow. That's a beautiful story. Mm. Basakhona abantu abagrand out there.
Of course.
Nah?
Mm. Good morning, my blur and beastie.
What up?
For me, 2012, got fired being in an accident with a company vehicle. Fast forward 2015, I did some work for this other guy. Was subcontracting for the very same company that fired me. So helping with the project. When I was done, I was like, no, man, I'm good with other work that you're doing. Just me. The same year, the guy recommended me to another company. 2025, probably because of a recommendation from that guy. So, guys, I know it's hard out here, but show up. Whenever somebody gives you an opportunity, show up, because then somebody could open other doors for you.
That is true. 100%.
Mm. I would like to know, is it true that we are sick, we are dying because of the vaccine that we took during COVID?
Oh, I'm in Angi Grand. And I'm good. I am good.
Pfizer, no
J. Yeah. What one day, guess who last 2 5 years? It's 2025, Sisakon. So, and also, I just didn't understand what about my aggression. I'm a virologist. And I'm just like, why should I biology? Yaga grade 10. You could not make it through that. Now, when I'll be there arguing, Sikon, see appeal, see right.
My question is, why do they make cars so fast? As the motors and diesel, and I think in South Africa, speed limit is okay, 120. And then I know other countries it might be more, but yo, anything more than 160 buffet, it's a death sentence. And these cars can go up to 200. Yo, I still makes me wonder.
And my guy, they do try, ne? To speed with those cars. If your front tire bursts and you are doing more than 180,
you will see flames.
You will see flames. Or you might be the flame. That's how we wrap up the open line and Mandela Day appreciation. Thank you so much for all the voice notes.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.